Beauty Betrayed. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1. 1885. Lady Zella Lang trotted briskly into the stable yard, and a groom came running out to hold her horse's head.
"Have you had a good ride, my lady?"
he inquired. "Really lovely, thank you, Armstrong," Lady Zella replied. "It's a marvellous day, and I could go on riding for hours." "His lordship should be back here soon," Armstrong remarked.
"Yes," Lady Zella said, "and it will be delightful to see him."
Armstrong, who was now leading the horse to the stable, then said,
"I thinks, my lady, you ought to ask him if we can have another horse or two. Poor old Robin won't last for much longer."
"I know that," Lady Zella replied.
"What you wants, my lady," he carried on, "is a good hunter for the winter, and his lordship'll want the same. Those we've got have served us real well, but neither them nor us will last for ever."
"Oh, that is very true," Lady Zella agreed, "and I will certainly speak to his lordship."
She walked across the cobbled yard and through the arched door that led to the front of the house. The sun was shining on the windows, and Langdale Hall was looking very beautiful. It had been in the family since the reign of Charles II, and now that the bricks had mellowed over the years, it was even more attractive than it must have been then. Lady Zella loved her home, but since her beloved mother had died, she was very much alone. Nevertheless, Zella was exceedingly happy, galloping over the fields and tending the somewhat wild garden. The trouble was, and it was nothing new, that there was not enough money. It cost money that they did not have to keep it in the way it had been in her grandfather and great-grandfather's time. Back then, the reigning earl had employed a large number of indoor and outdoor staff. But today, whatever Zella asked her father to buy or do, he claimed at once that he could not afford it. At the same time, he had taken lately to going to London, and she could understand that he found it dull in the country without her mother. As he was still a very attractive man, he enjoyed being with his friends and making new acquaintances. London gave him not only his contemporaries, who he found at White's Club, but he was also eagerly sought after by the hostesses who made the social life of London the most attractive and amusing in Europe. People who came from Paris always said that they could not compete with London, and the Germans were just plain envious. So it was not surprising that the Prince of Wales enjoyed going to a party, or giving one, almost every night, and then he was able to pursue those who were known as the professional beauties. When His Royal Highness fell in love with Lily Langtry, she was undoubtedly one of the greatest beauties that England had ever seen. It then became possible, for the first time in social history, for a gentleman to be able to conduct an affair de cour with a lady of his own class. Previously, there was an enormous division between the Cyprians and ladies of quality, and it was impossible for the two to ever meet. But Lily Langtry had been accepted by Princess Alexandra, the long-suffering Princess of Wales. All the hostesses of Mayfair had then followed her example, while the Prince of Wales had moved from one beauty to another. There were many entries in the betting book at White's as to who would be the next. The Earl of Langdale was an extremely handsome man, and he was still exceptionally good-looking when he became a widower at only 43. It was not surprising that a number of women found him most attractive, and then pursued him relentlessly. He had at first, when his adored...